You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's say over what our friend said. We know the Chassam Sefer, Minchas Chinuch, so they say that a Akum, a Ben Noyach, his age is not dependent upon 13. His age is dependent, subjective. It depends on the Badal, 7, 8, 9, whatever he might be, 20. When he's able to have some kind of das. It's not a, by us it's Shtei Cyrus 13, by them it's not that way. So based on this Chassam Sefer, so the Achrenim say, therefore, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, even we Yidden have Mechuyiv in them before Bar Mitzvah. In other words, it's also for a child to eat Eva Menachai. Technically, if you see a kid eating Eva Menachai, you see a kid blaspheming, you know, Chas V'Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom, right? All right, so the place can go into the rights of this, but technically you're not mechuyev to stop him. Kot mechul avelis, ein bezim mechayv and lafisha. You're not mechuyev to stop. Gezol, you're mechuyev to stop because, so of course, you have to protect the other person, right? But mine says avelis, you don't have to. So they're timing, no. Eivim and achay, you do have to stop him. Why? He's doing an avera. He doesn't get punished. That's fine. We don't get punished either for Eivim and achay on that level, right? In fact, the morale asks bets. Morale and gracious, maybe I think. And Shmois, Shreifdom. Mishpatim. He asks, many people have me, Kamidi, you say that a Yid can't be worse than a. Says what a yid can't be mutter to a yid and also to a goy. They get killed and we don't. So state morale, nonsense, forget that's more kedusha. The Abayinishim was chas on us. He had rachmanas on us. He had pity on us. That you know, he's giving you another chance. An akum gets punished right away. But for us, it's not that way. But a kaponim is like this. So these are praying one of taina that a yid under 13, if he's a badass. Because of mi'ikimidi. You know, they say, we mentioned two different nishchals. Either mi'ikimidi, how could it be that this 8-year-old kid could do nevera of emrecha and this ben noach can't do? Or how could it be by matan Torah that all of a sudden we were 8 years old, we're not allowed to eat emrecha, and all of a sudden we have the din of bar mitzvah, it's halacha mashinai, and you mafkia a mitzvah from yidin. It doesn't make sense to be mafkia mitzvah yidin. That's these are chayim so. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, or Sameach, and the Imre Bina. We say it over the name of the different Mishpat. It's there, and I looked at it. I haven't looked at many years, and I realized it says, Tshuva Meben HaMachaber, it's Imre Bina. So comes along the Nois Yankov. Who's the Nois Yankov? The Nois Yankov, everybody heard of the Dvar Avram. So the Dvar Avram had a few brothers, but one of his brothers, also going out there, his name was Yankov Kahana Shapira. And they were both sons of Reb Zalman Sender Shapira. Zalman Sender was a Magid Shia, I know what you call Rosh Yeshiva in Volozh. So you look at his recent 20, 30 years ago, they printed the Fazit Ksaviyat. Thank you. No, not now. So they found this Ksaviyat and Kochim, and they wrote a little history about him. An interesting point, he loved music. Nigunim, he loved Nigunim. He used to make up his own Nigunim. They say there are people who know it. Beautiful Nigunim. And they say that sometimes when he gives share, he's like, why do you think a guy, not stomach guy? He would say to new, anybody have a new Nigun? To be Machadish? Yeah. He's Machadish new Nigunim. He's a very big person. So the same for Nois Yankov was basically in Yonim and Chulin. When I first, a year after I got married, we were learning Chulin in Kailin, based on Talmud. Ramesh is the Chayin of Achashpir. He told me, it's the best sefer on Chulim. Why? Because sefer. In there, he argues very stark on these achrayim, and it's really a kasha. He's really arguing on the some sefer. He says mikamidi means what's the case of mikamidi? So it's a shame Rabbi Fall's not here because he told me during the week, and I said hold off, and we'll talk about this nekuda. But anyway, Zitain is what's the case? The case is you have a mefacheses. A behemoth that's whatever they call quivering, right? It's dying. So if we tear off a piece of meat from it, it's not Eivim and Achai. To an Akum, it should be Eivim and Achai. But the Gemara says, but the Rambam doesn't pass in this way, but the Gemara says, Mi'ikamidi. How could you say that it's also for Akum, that it's Eivim and Achai, to us it's Mutta? Therefore, it becomes Mutta even to an Akum. Okay, because muta even tanak. All right. So he tainas mi kamidi makes it that you take this din that we have that's matarit, and it's matarit for akum also. So he says a punk for kad. He says why shouldn't it be that the akum that had Avim and Achai at 8 will now have to be 13? Maybe it goes that way. Why are you saying that now it becomes also to Yisrael, right? Maybe say that since the Torah said 13 is when you become mutter, so and the Akum is 8, so Akum can't be more chomer. Make him at 13, right? That's his taina. So really, it's a taina of Chassam Sefer, because the Chassam Sefer is taining that there should be a din of 8, but it should be only before mutter, not after mutter. That's his taina. Okay, so first we'll explain the nekud of mikamidi with the Gemara in Pesachim, with a kasha that somebody asked Rabbi Kivega. Let's see what the Olam says. As a way of introduction, so we know Shabbos is something called mekalkel. That means if you do, if you go ahead and you do a malacha, but the malacha is a mekalkel, right? It's not for the purpose of tikkun, right? It's not for the purpose of tikkun, right? Somebody's chayrish. What's chayrish? He softens the ground. But let's say by doing that, he ruined his property. That's not called, that's not, you know, it's only, you only dig because you want to make a foundation for a house or you want to put a seed in. But if a person's not digging, he wants to ruin someone's property, and he did, right? He made holes in his backyard, right? People trip, people fall. So, midaraisa is potter. Right? Melechas machshevet. So, that's to be a chosh melecha, not mekalkel. Right? You have a lot of things. It's called mekalkel on Shabbos. Okay? So, the Gemara goes in a whole discussion by mekalkel bechabur. Chabur means if you hit someone and you make him bleed. Right? So, that's shchita. Shchita is that is there's no, it's called in the Lama Tes Melechas, we call it shchita. But it's really not shechita. It's called shechita because that's what they did in the Mishkan. They shechted the animals to make their hides to put and so forth. But the pshat is that it means to make a bleed. So lechayra, that's the discussion of Tosis and Kufav and Shabbos that you're not doing it for right away a tikkun. When you hit an animal, you really, or a human being, you're damaging him. You're making a bleed. You're making it a black and blue mark. Elo what? What's the tikkun? I'm going to take the blood that comes out. If you hit a person's stam and he becomes black and blue, right? So that's not a tikkun, right? You just made the person, blood didn't come out. You have no use for it. But even if the blood comes out and you say, I needed that blood because I want to feed my dog. It's not a tikkun that's right away. Tikkun means it has to be right away. I made a foundation. But making bleed, it's not the dash to make someone bleed in order to go ahead and 10 minutes later give it to your dog. So Taisus says, so there's a homachloi. So one man the homa holds, and a chanami, mekalkel b'chabur is chayav. I didn't know why. Because the Torah asserts sreifas bas koyim. What do you do? No, the Torah says, don't kill a bas koyim, you burn her. What are you doing? You're doing a kilkel, either the killing her or let's say they're killing her, right? But the Torah says a tikkun because she's going to have a kapara. That's not called a tikkun. That's what the Gemara goes through, these type of things. Tosis. So Tosis says, like, and the other, so since the Torah asked it, it must be that's an exception to the rule. Mekalko b'chabur rechai. That's what Pshim. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. I with the tikkun. First, I'll ask you a question just so we get a little idea of the. What's the din if you take a. If you learned Hulin, you would know it, but maybe we hadn't shared once. You take a sakin of a vaydazar. Right? The sakin, it is a vaydazar itself. It was Mishamshi of vaydazar, Rashi says. So it's asabal na. So can you take that knife now and scratch your back? No, you're getting a na. It's a vaydazar. Can you shecht an animal? Mara says a kilkel, Bershel says. Very good. It's a kilkel. Why is it a kilkel? Because to make it just, it's hard to understand the Gemara. The place can talk about it. The pshat is you have this $1,000 bull. Why is it, maybe that's not a big deal. A $10,000, why is it $10,000? He's a great bull, they have the bullfights, right? So strong. His meat is tasteless. It's worthless. He's all muscle, no meat, right? So when you shecht it, what's going to be is $100 worth of meat. That's a kilkel. That's a called a tikkun. You have to make a financial cheshbon over here. Was it worth it? Was it not worth the shecht the main one? So Gemara says there's nothing. You didn't. That's a called a tikkun. You didn't get hana for kent. You're mekalkel, right? So now, so how do we shecht? That means you can't shecht. You're not allowed to shecht. So Tosfos says. So I'll give you a marshal. Let's see if we could say. What if you want to write your name, right? The Noyach, right? Shame, right? So now you wrote it. That's Issa D'oraisa. What if you write it on the Mona Lisa? So I would say it's Mekalko. You took probably worth $1 billion by now, right? And you ruined it. Tosfos says no. What was the marshal? What does Tosfos say?
Tosfos says the Gabi Shabbos, a tikkun porta is considered matzah right. Shabbos.
Well, why?
Because matzah Shabbos, I suppose.
Because, well, exactly. Because that's what you wanted. You wanted to write the name. Or it's in other Isuriana, you hear, David, what your father said? In Isuriana, the pshat is, did you gain? Did you profit? It's not profiting.
Objective.
Right. But over here, it's really what you wanted. You wanted to write your name. That's it. Malach is Machshavas. You got a cross, right? Why? What's called kilkul or bilyo? Kilkul means to go ahead and destroy. You wanted to do it for destruction purpose. Okay. Okay.
Fine. In the case of the vote zara, and the meat's only $100 and the animal's $10,000. Why isn't that $100? Because it's 99% less.
Yeah, it's not even 1%. Doesn't matter. It made it worth it. That's not called a profit. Hana means you get a profit.
Hana means a profit, not a benefit.
Yeah. What benefit do you get? Do you eat meat? See, see, for that Gemara. Not that way. You're right. Okay. You taught it 5 times. What are you asking me? Okay. Now, yeah, look at the rush there. That's a good point. So look at Tyson says. This is the same Tyson in a few places, but it's one of places like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam of Farsh. The other chash of Yudim Akalko, but Sarah Lakalboy, therefore, the fisher ain't a ticking, Baba Isa Shaw, El Achamakai. The Lachashashabu Bahadam, Lachashakosa Barba Ape. In other words, the dam comes after. It's not a ticking. A ticking means right away there's a ticking. I wrote my name. I built the house. I made a foundation. I seeded. There's a ticking over there. But, right, and the dam is not that you don't hit an animal to get blood. That's comes later on. I shechita, shechit is a kilko. You killed the animal, right? You killed it. It's dead. The teretz is no. We're talking about a behemoth that you want to eat. Ba'al loyat or a behemoth that you could eat. That's it. Right? Even if it's $100 to $1,000 to $100. Why is the tikkun come right away? Because shemaitzia midei eiver minachai. Because it's mutter right away with Eiver Nechai. In other words, you don't have to wait till the animal is dead to eat it. You can eat it right away. That's the tikkun. Or it's Rabbeinu Tam's Mechadish, the tikkun has to come right away. In Shechita, the tikkun comes right away. Okay? Why? Because it's mutter of Eiver Nechai. We learned the Gemara, you know, the last few weeks, that when you shech the behema, the behema, it's mutter. There's no way to say Eiver Nechai. So it had to came right away. Okay, fine. So Mela, right? That's a Tosfos here. So now we're going to go with the Kasha. Someone asked Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, somebody asked Rabbi Kiva Eger a Kasha. Gemara talks about taka, ticking on Shabbos. What did you do? You do this when it's a taka. So Gemara brings a brisa. Listen to this. Hashoychet chatas b'Shabbos b'chutz l'avod zara. Right? You did 3 things wrong. You shecht it on Shabbos. So first of all, like this. Let's just take shechita on Shabbos. Even if you say shechita, the din is, we know if you do malacha, you shecht, you cook, the basa becomes aser. The rice, the one is machoik. Let's say even the rice, it's aser. But lemaisa, you did a tikkun, like Rav Heschel mentioned the places there. Right? Now, it's aser to eat. But if you'll eat it, you won't be over the iser of eiver minachai. Words. It's right. You're not going to be over this Eiver Minachai because it's a good shechita. So the mindset is there was a tikkun there. Over here, though, yeah, you if you shechted l'avodah zara.
So that was
us.
You're taking $100 with
me? Well, I'm sorry. Wait, one second. I made a mistake. Let's go start again. A sheikhed chattas b'shabbos b'chutz, l'shutei chutz. I'm sorry. You can't, it's not a ticket. You can't eat it. I made a mistake. You can't eat it, so it's not a ticket, right? B'chutz, l'avoyde zara. So you did three things wrong. Shechted on Shabbos, carbon, that is. B'chutz, shchutei chutz, l'avoyde zara. Okay? Now, if it wouldn't be avoyde zara, right? So it was like this. Let's see Rashi. A sheikhet chattas, kasim b'shchitas for me, mishum Shabbos, mishum avoyde zara, with a second thing, is mishum shchutei chutz. Right? Now, when you shecht avoyde zara, no, sorry, I should have introduced this first. Shchita, what's a treifa? What's a treifa? Well, Rabbi Shimon, please let that answer. What's a treifa? Well, we use it as a general term, something you can't eat. But what is what? An animal that's terminally ill. Therefore, what? Therefore, besides that it's a treifa, what else? What? Right. It's a treifa and it's a bachila. But what maila does it have? What maila does it? If you shecht it, what will be the din? It's not nevel, exactly. In other words, there is a shechita on treifa.
Do you have the Rambam? You have the Rambam in the
Marmot? Yeah, I know you're going to say it's Marmot.
The Rambam.
Too good. Yeah, but let's leave it. We're not going into the Lamdas.
Okay.
But the din, saying a Rambam, it's Mashut, is a chasar of the shechita. But a maisa, the shechita is part. Meaning, when you shecht the, when you kill the behemba, you can't eat it because it's nevela. And it's metamic, it gives off tumah. To us, it's not negeya. We don't keep tumah. But the times of the base of mikdash and so forth, avada was negeya. When that person becomes tamik, can't go to base of mikdash, can't do this, can't do that, right? Can't eat truma, feed the coin, b'chulu. However, a treifa, even though you can't eat it, but it's not nevel. There's even the Ramon in Yerodea talks about a year that they saw many animals. Rove behemoths were treif. So, can you make a bracha knowing that it might be treif? The Ramah says, no, you don't make a bracha, you check it afterwards, you make a bracha after the shechita. Oh, Shaila, you can make a bracha after, but that's what the Ramah says. Marshal, the place can bring Marshal who wants to argue. He says, you can make a bracha on shechting a treifa. The shechita, you apply shechita. So the Shaila is what the bracha is for. The bimate b'achila, the bimate b'nevel, whatever it is. But I'm just trying to bring out the point. But when you shech the treif, it's mutter, it's not metame benevel. Okay? Now, so even if you shech the animal on Shabbos, you shech the l'shem chshut echutz. So even though it's also to eat, but still, it's not metame benevel. You gain something. It's not metame benevel. However, avodah zarah is not that way. And avodah zarah, it's not that way. Why? Because Gemara learns out that when you shech l'shem avodah zara, it's metame just like nevela. It has a din tumah, right? So memela effectively, let's look where we underlined in the Gemara. A sheichet b'shabes chutz avodah zara chayv olay b'machatos. Ma tikin, what's always metakin, tamar rabba vira moitzi midei eva min achay. It's not eva min achay. What does that mean, it's not eva min achay? Then Rashi. Look in Rashi, it's matikin, that's the first day. Hachi, I feel the tire of the day, or it's, eat it, you can't eat it anyway, because it's shutechut, it's maisha Shabbos, you can't eat it. Elohat, it's not matam and avail, over here it is. Why? The takuvas of Edizar, matam afil ba'aleo. More than that in avail. It's like mace, the verse says, zivche mason, right? And for the Gemara, it's moitzim dev nechai. Look at Rashi. Lebnei noyach. Shim achloi eina nerak. What does Rashi say? The ticket is not for you. You don't get any ticket. Why? You can't eat it. Because of the three averas that has it. It's metamba min avail. So what did you gain? You gained this that Giuseppe can eat it. It's not even nechai. It's a dead behemoth. Well, that's the Gemara.
How's that different than benefiting $100 out of 10,000? It's not the complete amount, there's a partial amount.
Yeah, it's, that's what we're saying. So therefore, it's us. It's a veira of Sheikhet the Shabbos. That's Umar's answer. He's misakid it. Why? That now he can give Giuseppe something to eat. There's nothing. If it was us at Giuseppe, then he didn't gain anything. It's us.
You think that Buddha's order knife, if you check the expensive animal in little, that's still considered a ticket.
That's not a ticket. Over here in Shabbos, you need.
Because it's a din in Shabbos.
It's a din to Shabbos. Talk about Shabbos. That's Umar's question. Why is he chai for Shechem on Shabbos? He didn't gain anything. They did gain. It's mutter lo emin achai.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Right, right. On Shabbos, you don't need shechita. Right, and therefore, what are you saying? Right. That's what he did, because he's over shechita chutz. You have to do a ma'aser shechita. You're right. As far as, but it's also an act of shechita. It's not killing the baby. Unless it's avodas. In fact, the shoyel and Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when does a tikkun come by Shechita? Right away. Why? It's Mutar Eiver Nechai. So it's not true. To us, it's us, sir. Because it's Shechut Echutz. It's Nevela. It's Nevela. It's Chuluv. It's not Nevela. It's, yeah, Nevela. To us, it's fast to eat. It's a Venezuela. It's Shechut Echutz, right? In other words, what's the reason? Let's take Taisa example. Taisa says to Kasha. Behemoth Meya, we don't have a din of Eva Minachai. Right? Goyim have a din of Eva Minachai and Behemoth Meya. Right? That was one kasha. The other kasha, Taisias is a quarter with Meya, we don't have Eva Minachai and Behemoth Anachaya. And a quarter Meya. And Bnei Noach have a, so why isn't that Mika Midi? To us, it's not Eva Minachai. To them, it is Eva Minachai. And for Tais, no, that's not a problem with the committee. Why? Because to us, it's still us, sir. I'll name it to me. It's not Eben Achai, but it's a different answer. You don't have to have the same name as long as it's us. And to us, it's us because it ain't a Zavucha. A Chaya, you can't eat a Chaya without shechting it. Right? You can't tear off a piece of meat. It's not Eben Achai, it's not. But it's Issa of Ein Zavucha. So to us, it's Ein Zavucha. And to the Akum, right, it's Eben Achai. So the shoyel asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Cain over here where he shechted the behemah, you want to say the tikkun comes right away? It doesn't come right away. Because to us, it's us, sir. So if it's us, there's no mitzvah of mikamidi to be matarit to the akum. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's, that's the shoyel and Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Again, he asked the kasha, Rabbeinu Tam holds that by shkita, the tikkun has to come right away. Right, the tikkun. What's the tikkun that comes right away? Because as soon as you shecht it, it's mutar even lachai. In other words, what he's saying basically is like this: if you took a gun and you shot a behema, and the behema is a mefachesis, that you can't eat it, the akum can't eat it till it's dead. That will be mekalkel. Why? Because the tikkun doesn't come right away. But shechita, the tikkun does come right away because you might see even lachai. But in this case, it's also to us. Because it's avodah zarah, it's shechut echutz, it's ma'aser Shabbos. If it's deraisa memela, the tikkun doesn't come. So to us, it's also. If it's also, so it's not mutar. I'll save him in a chai. But why is it?
That's the only guy going on.
That's his kasha. Why is it mutar to a goy? Because if it's mutar to us, it's mutar to a goy. But if it's not mutar to us, those for me comedians, since it's mutar to us, it's mutar to them. But it's not. You follow? You heard a kasha from Shlomo? No, okay, again. No. A goy can eat it, but only when it drops dead.
In this case.
But while it's a mefacheses. Right, that's the point. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is, shechitas, it's like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds mekalkel b'chamura is potter. So he says, so how do you have shechita? Right? What do you have shechita? It's makalko. You're destroying the animal. Teretz says there's a tikkun, but that tikkun has to come right away, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? That's, you don't shoot an animal, and then 10 minutes later you can eat it. Meanwhile, you shot the animal. Right? Either tikkun comes later. That's not called a tikkun. A tikkun has to be right away. Right? That's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. A tikkun has to come right away. I saw in shechita. One of the lama tes malachos is shechita. Why is it called a tikkun? Zok taisa, because the tikkun comes right away. It's not Eva Menachai, okay? In this case, there's no tikkun. It's also it's avet zarat shchut echutz. It's ma'aser Shabbos. Whatever you want to say, it's also. So the Gemara asks it. What did you do? Oh, it's Eid Menachayim. It's Okmashi for Ben Noach. He says, well, 1 second. When does that heta come? That heta of Eid Menachayim for the goy. When does it come? Why? Usually it should be. It's dead. But we say it's not. Why? Because since to us it's mutter, it has to be mutter to him. But over here it's asa to us. This is nothing making it mutter to the guy. You follow the kashrut from it. Maybe you have a teretz. Maybe that's why you're...
That's our tamid.
What?
Is that us or our tamid? You need to apply for the guy. The vote is doesn't apply for the guy.
The what?
The reason it's us or us had nothing to do with the guy.
Well, right. Okay, but it's also to us. Like Tosis says, behemoth may is us to us. So Mimela, we don't care if it's also to goy. A chai is us to us because of Ben Zavucha. We don't care if it's called. It doesn't have to be the same Nisr. Over it is nothing to be matter it for goy because it's not mutter to us. Okay, you're saying good, but you're using the wrong words. You're saying good. It's not the normally. Normally sounds like, oh, why not? More. But the mice is it's us, sir. What's the difference?
No,
but it's still us, sir. It's us to us. You're saying is it's matter it to God, but it's nothing here to be matter it to God.
It's made a matter. Matter.
Okay.
In the chat.
Okay.
You wouldn't say meet the meeting.
The what? That's
but
it's all it's mutter, but it's mutter. It's just you made in this special this over here. Over here, this is
so,
no, but over here, no, but that's the point. It's also to every yid. A neder is also to you. That doesn't make it us, sir. Why? But not right away. Right, exactly. But there's a neder. There's no Eivim Melechai for yid. There's no Eivim Melechai on Beinu Tmeya. But since it's also Tmeya, there's no problem. That's exactly the Sheryl's Kasha. What you're saying is like this. This is how you say, not because it's normal. I'm going to ask you, Kasha, see what you say. Before Matan Torah, right, were we allowed to eat a mefacheses?
Wasn't that it?
No. There was no het to shechita. The Het Shechita was only given by Har Sinai.
So what if I would tell you there are G'day L'Achrenim say would be Mutah? How would you understand that?
Because there's always two sides to every coin. But
okay, Zok Tev Kivega like this. Zok Tev Kivega, we all... What?
Well, I would explain it with Tosis and Chul and Tzadi Aleph that there was Nechira by Bnei Yosef and Nechiras and Zuish.
Okay, but let's. This is what Shmuel was saying, but then he said with the words normal. It's not the pshat since it's muta to us, it becomes muta then. It teaches us that No, you don't even have to say that. What it teaches us is that there's a heta shechita for goy. The din shechita applies to goyim too. And since this is a good shechita, haraya, it's takanat even menachai. So the shechita, that means the Torah said shechita is a matter for a goy also. You follow?
Even nechira.
Before, you don't have to go to mechira now. Chad is saying like this, of Kibega. He says, what you the shoyel asked is fakat from Gedolei Achrayim. And he quotes three Achrayim. I don't remember, Taurus Chayim, Pri Magadim, Pri Chodesh. He said, well, the question is like this. In Beis Yosef, I'll say, so we will, maybe you can bring it out more what you were saying. The Torah says that if you shecht a treifa, so we said before it's a good shechita, and the behemah is a mefacheses, then the food that taking off the treifa is not Eva Menachai, right? It's not Eva Menachai. In fact, the Beis Yosef, who cares? What is in the Geir Bisman Hazeh? You can't eat this animal, this food, because it's trade. What do you have to tell me? It's Mefacheses, it's not Eva Menachai. Am I Nafkamina? Who cares? Why? But it's not true. It's also to us. Again, that's the question. It's also to us because of Trefa. So where's the Mikimidi? Oh, Zok Teshach. No, that is. Why? Because the Mindset, not because it's normal, because the Mindset is a Shita. The Pshat is not something that's Mutter to us, it's Mutter to them. Something that's Mutter to us, that Heter has to apply for Goy too. It can't be the Torah's tongue. This is not us. If not us, it's not us to God. What makes it not us? The shame Shkita. The Shkita takes off the Eivim and Achai. That's a Gemara already. Right. But the Gemara, we're going now that Goyim have Shkita. On a regular animal, means that it's mutter to them. What's the chance? It's not mutter, says of Kivega, because it's mutter to us, it's mutter to them. No. Why is it mutter to us? Oh, so must be the Miki Midi tells us that Shchita is a heter for Goyim too. And a Chanami, if a Goy shechts, it's not a good Shchita. That's a called Shchita. If you shecht the Behemoth Meitzat, Mefacheses is also. Avada, why? Because that's a called Shchita. But if a Yid shecht, that's called a Shchita. A Shchita is Matah Evim Nachai. It doesn't matter if it's also to us for 100 reasons. It's Matah the Din Evim Nachai right away. Therefore, the Shal's Kash is not a Kash. Okay.
If a goat shoot an animal its head, it'll die. If it'll eat it.
No. Because that's called shechita. That's the point.
A guy needs shechita to be mounted to the union.
Again, not that he needs shechita. Right. That he needs it. Shechita is a matter. If the Torah would say, if you take Eivim Nachai and you put it into the mikveh, it becomes mutter, then it would be mutter to go. Not because this piece of meat became mutter. Because the pshat is, by tabling it, it's not called Eivim Nachai. Follow? Yeah. So even if it was us, there's no other machal sasuris by a guy, but that would be some other issue for a guy. You took off the din Eivim Nachai, that's the din. Doesn't matter if it's us, sir. What if you took Eivim Nachai, but it's Eivim Nachai betrayed? I mean, I'm not really adding anything by saying, but just making an example. Blake, you took a tray for pizza Eivim Nachai, right? And now you tabled it. So it's not Eivim Nachai anymore. But it's still treifa. But goy will be mutter to eat. Why? Because it's not Eivim Nachai. It's also to you anyway, treifa. The only reason it's mutter to goy is because it's mutter to you. Not because it's mutter in this situation. That's what you meant with no. Not because in this situation. Because the din is, there's a heter called shchita. And that's applicable to goyim too.
So the question, what
is that before Matan Torah? That's a big deal. Where's it come from? In the next few parashiyos, the famous drush of the Mishnah Melech, Mishnah Melech wrote a sefer on drushes, right? And over there he says that what was the whole Lashon Hara of Yosef? He said his brothers are eating Eivim and Achai. What kind of thing? How could they be eating Eivim and Achai? Tarot says, no, they held with Jews already. We have Kedushas Yisrael. Once Avram Yitzchak and Yankov came around, maybe from the Bris of Avram. Therefore, Mifaches is Mutatas, we're as the Akum Itzas, right? And Yitzchak said, no, till Matan Torah yet. So the Achrayim will argue on this, Mishra Melech. Why? They say, if you see Shechita as a Heter, it always was a Heter. Not that you needed Shechita, it's a Heter. Shechita, you didn't need Shechita to eat. Before Matan Torah, could be you shot a behemah, even Yosef and his brothers, could be they would have to shoot a behemah, and that would be good enough, and you could eat it. But Shechita takes out of Eivim Nachai. It's a heter in Eivim Nachai. That's good. Yeshech Techaz is not called Shechita. What do you mean, why not? Because the Torah said what Shechita is. You know, remind me, there's a story with the Nitziv. There was once a maskil. A maskil, really, you know, against the Yiddishkeit and everything. And, you know, the Nitziv was, Mamish putting him, so somebody's a very nice person. Very nice, really nice guy. They were trying to be like, so the Nitziv said, Mashal Ma David Daimah. He says, this girl, the doctor says she has to eat meat, pig. Well, she has to eat pig. So Sakonov, she has to have pig meat. So come on, and said, the doctor says, you have to. He said, no way, I'm not eating pig meat, I never ate that. They say, yeah, he says, okay, only if they shecht it. That's what they shechted. So he says, so they come to the rabbi. Says, okay, well, shechted, who cares? They shechted. Lo and behold, they find a shiloh in the lung. Right? So they run to the rabbi. He says, what do you want me to say? Kosher? He says, you want me to say on this maskul? Kosher, he's a nice guy. He's a maskul. He's a chazer. That's it. There's no shechita by it. Rabbi Kibbeh himself in Jewish Chiddush says no. Before Matan Torah, there was no such concept of shechita. But I'm just saying is those who hold it is Rabbi Kibbeh himself says this teretz. He says shechita is a matter for goyim. It's not a pshat. Something that's mutter to us because you shechted it, so it became mutter. But if it's also, then it's also going no. You shechted it. They have shechita too. For Matan Torah, there's no such concept.
What about the Tosfos of Chol and Tzadi Aleph, where it says nechira?
We can't go through Shas now, like you.
No, but they said nechira.
The Olam doesn't have to.
No, the nafkamina is if a guy shechts for himself.
Let's leave the Tosfos from nechira. Rashi says it's a Tosfos that nobody really understands, including our Rashi. I think. I mean, I'm including myself. Everybody. What's the pshat in that Tosfos? But did they have? That's a different. But he's saying is maybe some of them say even if there was a concept called shechita, it had to be all along. Can't be all of a sudden something's also and Torah says okay now it becomes muta. It has to be muta la'ilam boy. Okay, that's a different.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.